technical wizardry of what Shannon's like.
Scramble!
Well, I figured that transition between Arab Strap and Johnny Cash was so good that I've earned some screw-ups.
Yeah, you have.
That was a good transition.
That was a damn good transition.
Johnny Cash live at Folsom Prison Blues. Originator of one of the lines which, many people hold the Declaration of Independence close to their hearts. Many people, hold certain prayers close to their hearts. I killed a man in Reno just to watch him die. It means a lot to me.
That's it, man.
And before that, Arab Strap from, they've got a new live-ish sort of EP out called Mad for Sadness. The song's called New Birds. And opening up the show, after, of course, the theme song by Mr. Dave Johnson, was Laika Uneasy from their new album, Good Looking Blues.
Laika. Great name.
Space Dog. A little segment right about now, then, as I attempt to clear the taste of chocolate from my mouth. And fail. Little segment right about now where we talk it up. We've got another week in town. We've one more week in town for the What Jails Like Kids. And that's one more week in which things are going to happen. Many people just, kind of drift off into dreamland, go back into the coma when What Jails Like is not around. But there's a community out there. Some people numb, some people up and excited, a big, bright, wide, computed. Some people from NAM.
Okay.
Some people who've been to NAM. And you got to find something to do in between. Well, here's a little segment that's going to tell you what to do. The last segment, the What Jail Is Like, of this thing that we can be held liable for in any way, shape, or form.
Tune in next week.
Super happy fun time. Public service announcements.
Oh, oh! Pee-pow! Ow, ow! P-S-A! Ow!
I have, look at that.
You got saliva all over your fingers.
That's not saliva. That is mucus. Came flying out of the back of my throat.
Jesus.
That's gross.
No, it's not Jesus. It's mucus.
Okay, you licked it off your finger and then you wiped it on your sock. Why didn't you just do that in the first place?
I didn't want the extra. That was just spit then. That went on my sock.
No, I know, but why did you want to bring the mucus back?
Right, I did. I want to bring it back to home. No, I just didn't want mucus on my socks, dude. Spit's different.
All right.
If you've ever wondered what it's like to cruise the streets in a police patrol car or see the inside of the Champaign County Jail,
you need to get some new aspirations.
Actually, I haven't. I've been there, done that. Lots of times. You can do both by enrolling in the next session of the Champaign County Citizen Police Academy.
Can we make a movie? There is a movie.
Can we make one? This is a good idea.
Wait, can we make Police Academy 4 Part 2? Is that possible?
What a phenomenal idea. Those activities are among many scheduled in conjunction with the free 10-week program, which will be offered September 7th through November 9th on Thursdays from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the University of Illinois Police Training Institute, 10004 South 4th Street, Champaign. In addition to ride-alongs with officers, participants will also have the opportunity to visit METCAD facilities and participate in discussions on a wide range of law enforcement topics, including crime prevention and community-based policing, gangs, DARE, domestic violence, cultural diversity training. If they're not white, they're probably criminals. DUI enforcement, citizen police contacts, please stop touching me, officer friendly, police use of force, which they're going to do, trust me. You jaywalk, they're going to break your arms. They're bastards. And firearm safety. Don't discharge your gun into a crowd of people like this. Program instructors include officers from area police departments, an FBI agent, and an area judge. So blow that place up. I'm just kidding. Don't do that. I'm going to go to jail now. Applications for the Citizen Police Academy will be accepted through August 25th by calling 244-9589 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
If you have asthma and find that your medicine doesn't seem to be working, make sure to let your doctor know. Doctor, I can't breathe.
Well, are you using your medicine?
Should I tell him or should I not tell him? He is my doctor. He's a good man. I know it, but I,
I don't know if I should tell him. Doctor, my medicine isn't working.
What?
That was the wrong thing to say to your doctor, little boy.
Doctor, my medicine's working.
Good, good. Well, just take more of it and try not to move as much.
Okay, that was a reminder from the American Lung Association, dedicated to fighting lung disease such as asthma. Call 1-800-LUNGUSA to help or visit lungusa.org.
For all the people who are caught in the depths of that real difficult moral crisis right there.
Right. It's a hot topic.
Be part of the solution and mentor a foster child. Any necessary training will be provided. You know, that assumes a lot about what the problem is, you know, that part of a solution is mentoring a foster child. Is the problem really, you know, packs of roaming feral children on the street? Horribly unmentored?
Well, in Rantoul it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But around here? Not really.
No.
We're going to take you now to the boot camp where the necessary training for the mentoring of a foster child takes place.
All right, you pukes, line up!
All right!
Sound sir. Off like you got a pair!
Harold Finkelmeyer, sir!
Dennis Pocolino, here.
All right, you two sad sacks. I've got exactly 3 weeks to make mentors out of you. You will be mentors!
Sir, yes, sir!
Sir, yes, sir.
Sound off like you got a pair, Pocolino!
Sir, yes, sir!
More like you have one, but that's alright! Adequate for now. First thing I need from you, boys. Here's a small child.
He's so cute.
Shut up, he's the enemy! Now I'm going to vigorously shake this baby.
His eyes are rolling back in his little head.
And I'm going to let him vomit on your face. Now, how do you handle this?
Vomit acquired, sir. Sir, standing at attention, sir.
How do you handle this situation?
Slap the bastard, sir.
Yes, slap this baby.
Remind him that his parents were drug dealers, sir.
Yes, smack the baby. One more time.
I missed. I'm sorry.
There you go.
I was blinded by the baby vomit, sir.
It seems to have worked. He stopped crying, and he's looking at you with adoration in his eyes.
I took you off the streets, baby.
Good.
Your parents were degenerates.
Good.
I'm giving you a chance at a good life.
Ook.
How am I doing, sir?
You're doing just fine. You, on the other hand, Pocolino!
You want me to slap that baby?
Yes!
Can I try to love it first?
No.
Okay.
That was a pat! Pocolino?
Yes, sir?
You'll never be a mentor.
Sir, if I may speak freely, sir, I believe that it's just that kind of padding that results in packs of roaming feral children, sir.
You know what? You're an ass kiss. But you're right.
Cut back. So, that's what you can expect. To be a mentor in the Champaign-Urbana area, call Jeff Trask at 217-351-0972.
And if you don't, he'll send his huge mutant-hunting robots out after you.
An entire Trask of Jeff.
Can I get a half Trask of Jeff? Illinois healthcare customers who have questions or problems with their health maintenance organization or health insurance can call the Illinois Office of Consumer Health Insurance toll-free at 877-527-9431. The office was formed as part of the Managed Care Reform and Patient Rights Act. Passed because before that, patients had no rights. We're going to remove your liver. But it... Shut up!
That's weird. I've only got lefts. This is weird.
Passed in Illinois last year. Patient rights mandated by the law include the right to receive detailed coverage information from an HMO, including exclusions, pre-certification requirements, and out-of-pocket expenses. My mom had an out-of-pocket expense once. She got hit by a car, and they rushed her to the hospital. She said she saw a bright white light in a tunnel, heavenly music playing.
Eric.
Yes?
You're just being silly. That's not an out-of-pocket experience.
It's really not.
No.
The right to receive coverage for emergency services when a prudent person would reasonably believe the condition is serious enough to require... That's prudent person, in quotes. Originally, the original draft of the Patients' Right Act had raving lunatic in there. Like, oh my God, the sky is blue! Get me to the emergency room! Oh!
It also mentioned a gigantic prune. If you could get originally. The gigantic prune to attest to it, and they just kind of merged the two concepts. And
there you go.
The right to apply for a standing referral to a specialist. Your doctor has to stand until the other specialist shows up. All right, you, look at this guy. Damn it, it's been 3 days. My legs hurt. That was a bad joke.
Folks. Yeah, I laughed anyway.
The right to appeal decisions made by an HMO. That was not a technical knockout! Went down on one knee, I wasn't down! The state of... What? The State of Illinois Office of Health Insurance will also collect statistics on consumer inquiries and complaints. Again, the office's toll-free number, because it's underlined and I want to make sure that I emphasize it, for consumers to call with questions about HMO services. Or health insurance in Illinois is 877-527-9431.
The McKinley Toastmasters Club offers opportunities to gain self-confidence and build career skills through tips and practice in public speaking.
Hey there, children. I'm the Toastmaster. Would you like an opportunity?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Hello, kids. I am the Jam Captain. Would you like a better opportunity?
Yeah.
Here you go.
Jam. In toast? This world is good. Ow.
I'm sorry, that's what they taught me in mentoring school.
Thanks, Jam Captain. Screw off, Toastmaster.
You'll come crawling back someday, you little...
The Toastmasters welcomes guests to its meeting every Thursday evening at 5:45 p.m. at the Champaign Park District's Springer Cultural Center at the northwest corner of Randolph and Church Streets in downtown Champaign.
Named not for Mr. Springer, but actually for a very little-known culture based around the art of springing.
Yes.
Yeah. Do the spring noise again.
It's a great noise.
I've never loved you more, Mark.
Two totally crap jokes in under 5 minutes. We are the Roman Empire.
I dropped the ball on the whole Toastmasters.
No, you're fine.
No.
For more information about McKinley Toastmasters Club, call the Toastmaster General at 355-1406 or 398-2786.
Oh, Toastmaster General. So,
in other words, if you didn't get the message out of that whole thing, if you stand up to speak in front of people and you pee and poo, the Toastmasters can help you out.
This week on the Toastmasters, Rye! Did you eat all the Pop-Tarts? Sourdough, get in here. You all right, Sourdough?
No, I ate all the Pop-Tarts.
Oh, you guys. What wacky hijinks will ensue next week? Tune in to the Toastmasters to find out. I love the Toastmasters. I really hope Rye finds love.
I do, too. It's about time. There's been so much sexual tension between he and Tomato Basil.
When that one episode where he just said, "Ruh," really broke my heart.
He really, you know. And what's up with Focaccia, man?
Seriously.
She thinks she all that.
She's skeezing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Pumpernickel's going to find out. And then French Loaf is going down.
Yep.
Okay.
All Hell Means is going to break up.
That's good.
Thank you. I love myself. In times of crisis, parents can bring their children to the crisis nursery.
Michael Crichton's crisis nursery.
Where they are provided food, clothing, and a safe place to stay.
There's a talking gorilla.
Amy.
Audio footnote. Cut to parents all across Champaign-Urbana who now have gotten the impression that they can have their children mentored by Jeff Goldblum at the crisis nursery. Let's go!
Yes, he'll be great. He'll be Jeff Goldblumian.
Cut back.
Oh man. Tangent one. The top or bottom five, depending on your sarcastic view of things, celebrities that we would like to see mentoring through the mentoring program at the Crisis Nursery.
Number five, Alec Baldwin.
Number four, Cheech Marin.
Number three, Ron Howard.
Number two, Tito Puente, he died.
And number one, Sandra Bernhardt. And tangent one.
I'd sneak meatloaf in there if I could.
You know, I had some meatloaf today.
Did you?
At the Boston Market. It was good
stuff.
Did
you get the sandwich?
Yeah, the Carver.
It's good.
It is good. I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But I had a big problem because they have macaroni and cheese, but it's actually rotini noodles. So it's not.
Did you ever correct him on that?
No, but I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to order it because I didn't want to, you know,
be all pretentious pasta guy.
Kowtow, yes, to their, you know, their inadequacies as people and say macaroni and cheese because it's not macaroni. But I also didn't want to be, you know, the ass who says it's rotini. So I said, can I just have some mac and cheese, please?
I'll tell you what, two establishments that are missing out are White Castle and Boston Market. They should really tap into the Central Illinois market.
I know.
Especially Boston Market.
You slap a Boston Market down in the middle of Champaign, like everyone's going to get their family all dressed up to go out to it. You know, it's going to be the hugest thing on Friday night.
Seriously. And then they'll go back to Red Lobster. But. Yeah.
Popcorn shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
Staff members and volunteers are in hand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to care for the children.
So you don't have to.
Right. As opposed to the recent, they used to just work five days a week, 40-hour days. So the children, you know, were just kind of left unattended and, you know, hope to God they're alive by morning sort of thing.
Right.
But now they're 24 hours a day, so that's pretty cool. The nursery offers support to children under 6 years of age whose families are in crisis due to parental stress, illness, accidents, homelessness, and substance abuse.
Freeze, we take you to a therapy session deep within the crisis nursery. All right, Rodney, it says here you're six.
Yeah?
Tell me about your mother.
My mother is a very large woman who likes to eat a lot. And sometimes she gives me a plate full of food, and then she eats it.
Do you want to sleep with your mother?
Sleep with? In the sexual sense, or in the scared little boy without a mother sense?
Either way.
The scared little boy without a mother sense. I just want to be loved.
Well, I see here you have abandonment issues, and you're very childlike.
I'm only six.
Cut back.
We're running out of time. I gotta get through this quick. No problem. That was part of it, man. The nursery can also be used by families having emotional, medical, physical, and environmental crises. An environmental crisis is a big man in a rubber suit stomping on your house. An environmental crisis? I think so. The crisis nursery is licensed by the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services to care for up to 7 children at a time. In an average year, the nursery cares for over 500 children. The nursery does more than provide emergency temporary child care services. It also makes referrals and offers support groups for parents, parents education sessions. If you read that sentence a certain way, it's offering a support group for a parent education session. Cut to the support group for the parent education session.
I can't. I was going. I wanted to know.
Let it all out. We're all here for you.
I want to know how to be a better father. But
get it together! You're making an ass out of yourself!
I could... I couldn't stop going. And it got so bad that I was looking for other groups, other support groups for parent education to join. And I was going every day. I never saw my kid. Oh, God, I don't even know who I am.
Get out of my kitchen.
Okay.
Got back. And crisis counseling. It also offers support groups for crisis counseling. We're not going to cut to that one, though. The nursery always accepts volunteers and donations of money and supplies. To learn more about the services provided at the Crisis Nursery or to find out how you can help, please call 337-2730. A little worried. Heard rumors that the Crisis Nursery feel like they're not getting enough children per year. Feel like they want to up the amount of children that they get. And they've actually been instigating crises.
Oh, really?
I heard that, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're out there jacking up people, disconnecting people's air conditioning, stomping on people's houses in big rubber suits.
Do you just remember the chaos that was going on at the Crisis Nursery during Crisis on Infinite Earth?
And I love it! End audio footnote.
All right, let's go off to a song, 359-9338. It's the phone number because we need a suggestion for the Radio Herald.
The Radio Herald is much like an esoteric comic book suggestion in that you won't get it. But it will be funny.
Yeah.
So give a call. Give us a suggestion, a word, a phrase, anything. The easier, the more simple, the less you try to be funny, the better the Herald will be. So give us a suggestion of anything. Call us at 398. I'm so tired.
359-9338.
Wow, I'm so tired. I got to stop drinking milkshakes that early. Okay, bye.